Hello and welcome to Target Zero Hunger, a podcast that explores the food challenges and solutions of our time. Brought to you by the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations. I'm your host, Charlotte Lomas. August 19 marks World Humanitarian Day, a day to honour humanitarian efforts worldwide and to rally support for people affected by crises. According to UN figures, this year alone, close to 132 million people in 42 countries will need humanitarian assistance, including protection. The focus for this year's World Humanitarian Day is women, the women who risk their lives in order to save the lives of others. Sylvia Risi is one of these women. She's a project manager for FAO in the Democratic Republic of Congo, and she joined us on the line to tell us more. Now, could you tell us a little bit about your job and the country you work in and a bit of the context of the work that you do there?
I work in the east of the Democratic Republic of the Congo. I am based in Goma, which is the provincial capital of North Kivu, right at the border with Rwanda. So this is the so-called Great Lakes region, which is a conflict area where there is a big number of armed groups that fight over access to natural resources. This is indeed a potentially extremely rich country, but unfortunately, the vast majority of the population has no access to these riches. And that's exactly why our presence is so important.
Just tell us a bit about the people you're working with there and what their needs and their struggles are.
We work mostly with small farmers and small agricultural producers. The majority of them are women. They are impoverished. They're definitely people who have no access to basic services. They have irregular access to food, and they also live in a very volatile and unstable context. For these reasons, the support that FAO provides them is in terms of improving their agricultural production and making sure that they have better diet. And so we also indirectly tackle and address malnutrition.
And have you seen any improvements over the time that you've worked with these communities? What sort of successes have you seen?
Yes, we have the chances to have projects that are not emergency driven, but are longer term. So this gives us the opportunity to really make a difference in the life of these people. For example, we also work in terms of improving the social cohesion in this conflict context. And we have, for example, observed that the communities we are working with and supporting now are more stable. So they are able to work more peacefully together and produce more also.
What is the most challenging part of your job?
So I could name a long list of challenges, considering that we often work in very difficult contexts. The harsh climates, insecurity, a risk of diseases. But I think that the biggest challenge is to make sure that what we do is a true and effective response to the needs of the people we assist.
And what would you say the pros and the cons of being a woman working in the field?
That depends very much on the context. I have worked in countries where a woman cannot show any part of her body or where a man would not even look at me while talking to me. So very often the need to prove yourself seems to be stronger when you are a woman in order to be able to gain the respect that you need to lead a team, for example, and also have your voice heard. And it is also a fact that in certain cultures, a woman's thought is still considered less valuable than that of a man. So that is definitely, that can be considered like a constraint to make sure that our voice heard. And in some contexts, it is difficult. And I think the biggest pro is that being a woman, I have better access to the women we assist and we work with, and therefore a better understanding of the needs and their desire, their thoughts. And also it puts me in a better and more privileged position to listen to them, and to be able to sit also sometimes physically with them, where in some context for a man it would not be possible to have a free conversation with a woman.
You've worked in this line of work for a long time, some 13 years.
Yes.
What does it mean to you, and why is humanitarian work so close to your heart?
of course, is my life now. It is an opportunity I have to try and support people who definitely have been less lucky than me. And though I know I will not change the world, I like to think that my work contributes to improve the life of vulnerable people and to give them more opportunities and choices. And we tend to forget how important it is to have opportunities and choices in life.
Sylvia Risi, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That was Sylvia Risi, a project manager for FAO in the DRC.